August 23, the test of sincerity. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. James 1:22. Of every soul the Lord demands service. Those to whom the living oracles have been opened, who see the truth and yield themselves body, soul, and spirit to God, will understand the words of the Savior. Go work today in my vineyard, Matthew 21:28. To be a requirement, but not a compulsory one. God's will is made known in His Word, and those who believe in Christ will act out their belief. They will be doers of the Word. The test of sincerity is not in words, but in deeds. Christ does not say to any man, "What say ye more than others?" but "What do ye more than others?" Full of deep meaning are His words. Words are of no value unless they are spoken in sincerity and in truth. The talent of words is made effective and of value when they are accompanied by appropriate deeds. It is of vital consequence to every soul to hear the word and be a doer of it. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Matthew 7:13. We have evidence that there are many deceivers in the world, men who say, "I go, sir," but go not. They may speak smooth words and make fair speeches, but they deceive. They reveal in their lives that their words are not wrought in God. The practical life is a genuine index of the character. By our words and works, we reveal to the world, to angels, and to men whether we believe in Christ as a personal Savior. Good works do not purchase the love of God, but they reveal that we possess that love. If we surrender our will and way to God, we will not work for God's love. We will obey the commandments of God because it is right to do thus. The disciple John wrote, "We love him because he first loved us," 1 John 4:19. The true spiritual life will be revealed in every soul who is doing service for Christ. Those who are alive to Christ are imbued with His Spirit, and they cannot help working in His vineyard. They work the work of God. Let every soul think prayerfully that he may act consistently. Manuscript 120, August 23, 1899. Go work today in my vineyard.